To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son.
Listen now for Call to Worship, a half-hour program dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by the Zion Chapel in Holland.
Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure, save from guilt and make me pure.
Reading from Isaiah chapter 47, reading again of the Lord of hosts, and more particularly the Redeemer, who is the Lord of hosts. Reading the first 8 verses of Isaiah 47. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground, there is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstones and grind meal, uncover thy locks, make bare the leg, uncover thy thigh, pass over the rivers. Thy nakedness shall be uncovered, yea, thy shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance, I will not meet thee as a man. As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Sit thou silent, and get thee into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms. I was wroth with my people. I have polluted mine inheritance, and given them into thine hand, for thou didst show them no mercy. Upon the ancient hast thou heavily laid thy yoke, and thou saidst, I shall be a lady forever, so that thou didst not lay these things to thy heart, neither didst remember the latter end of it. Therefore hear now this, thou that art given to pleasures, that dwellest carelessly, that sayest in thine heart, I am, and none else beside me. I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children. Let's pray that we'll have understanding of this. And though it's written concerning Babylon at that time, 700 years before Christ, there certainly is an application to our country, the United States of America, especially when we think of those words of that last verse. Therefore now hear this, thou that art given to pleasures, thou that dwellest carelessly, thou that sayest in thy heart, I am and none else beside me. We are much that way today, and probably many other nations the same way, over and over and over again. But they have come to destruction. But the Lord of hosts, the Redeemer, reigns forever. Let's pray to him. Our Father, we come to thee through Christ Jesus, the Redeemer. And as we sang last week, I will sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me. And as we also think of the words of Job, that my Redeemer liveth and shall in the latter day stand upon the earth. And we know, Lord Jesus, that thou hast been here, coming as a baby, taking on thyself the form of a man, humbling thyself to the death of the cross, rising, returning to heaven, and coming back again, even as the angel said, in like manner, thou wilt come as those that were there saw thee go. And we pray that we might rightly say, as John writes, come, Lord Jesus, and come quickly. We pray that before thy coming, thou would also gather in more sinners and make them saints. As Peter could write, that thou art long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. And we pray that we might see that need of repentance, all of us, in the church and in the world, every nation. We pray, Father, for thy blessing to come because of the Redeemer, the one who has paid the price that we could be redeemed, we could be bought back. He could pay the terrible sentence of death that we have earned and we deserve fully. We pray, Father, that we might be given thy Holy Spirit to have our hearts opened to the Word, to be convicted of sin and righteousness and judgment, especially because we do not believe on Christ rightly. We pray also that we may be led into all truth, that the church might be led into truth in such a way that it will be led in the truth together and made one in humbleness, one in repentance, one at being at thy feet, and then one in being used for thee, that the world will know, Father, that thou hast sent Christ. We pray that thou wilt give that blessing to all nations, and that all the ends of the earth might be made even at this time to come, if it could be thy will. Give us also understanding and patience. We know that these promises have been given many years ago to Abraham, many years ago by Jeremiah and Isaiah as well. And we know that through all these years, these over 2,000 years, they have not been fulfilled, but we know also they will be in thy time. We pray also, Father, for those that are suffering under the terrible ravages of things in nature, the fire, the hurricanes, the earthquakes, the winds, all these calamities that have come, floods and drought, many that are suffering, dying, many injured, many homeless, many in sorrow. We pray, Father, for them and for thy mercy on them, especially that through these calamities and through these chastenings, we might learn the brevity of life and the certainty of death, and that we might be learn and be identified with Abraham and Isaac and others that are described as having here no abiding city, but who look for the city of whom thou art the builder and the maker. And we pray that we might be taught with them as they were. We pray, Father, for those in sickness and injury. Pray that thou would give healing to many, give them faith to look to thee for that blessing, and especially to learn of thee through affliction. And for those that will soon in their illness meet thee in death, we pray that they may be prepared through Christ. We pray for the homes that are broken, especially that thou wilt give what is needed there in repentance and reconciliation, and the children in those homes, that thou wilt protect them from themselves and their fears and from other things in their life, all through Christ. Amen. As we look once again at this message of God through Isaiah, and many times God speaking in first person, simply using the hand of Isaiah to write. Many times stating, I am God. Going back to the 46th chapter, we read in the 9th verse, remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. God from heaven speaking through Isaiah. Yes, this is from God. One of the amazing things about this book is, though written 700 years before Christ, 2,700 years ago now, some want to say, well, the scriptures have been changed, but only in my lifetime and quite recent that these Dead Sea Scrolls were found, and the book of Isaiah was found with them, and we find there the same message. So what was written then, preserved through all those years, and now found that was hidden sometime along the way earlier, was now found, and it was not changed. This is God's Word. This is the Holy Scripture. This is the Word of God that, as Christ said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my Word will not pass away. I have it here before my eyes. I read from it. You have, most of you, opportunity to receive it. I've been in different countries, and it's available. Available in probably almost every country, if not every country. Some don't want it there in their countries, but it is God's Word. Isaiah particularly speaks of Christ, sometimes called the Gospel of the Old Testament. And certainly, as we saw first from Isaiah 53, that is the Gospel, the suffering servant, bearing our sins and our iniquities. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. All we like sheep have gone astray, and he was our sin bearer. As a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. And later, those things were fulfilled when Christ was here on earth. And sometimes we read that the scriptures might be fulfilled. They have been up to the things that have happened, that have been written, and other things that have been written that have not yet been fulfilled will be fulfilled. Here we read about Babylon, God's judgment on them. They were used of God to punish his people. And they did it in a very wrong way. We read in verse 6, I was wroth with my people, I polluted mine inheritance. I've given them into thy hand, thou didst show them no mercy. And upon the ancient hast thou heavily laid thy yoke. And thou sayest, I shall be a lady forever. As I was reading this, I thought about the words of Christ. When he spoke while he was here on earth, he talked about those that Pilate had killed and mingled their blood with the sacrifices. And others, a tower fell on them, and he asked the question, were they greater sinners than others? Because this happened, and he says, I tell you nay, but except you repent, you will likewise perish. That land of Babylon today is in a terrible, terrible, terrible way. Awful, awful, awful. By those that believe the lie. Those that not only want to destroy others that differ with them, but they are destroying themselves and one faction against another. Awful. The homeless, the suffering, the injuries, the sorrow, hunger, persecution, slaves. All these things are taking place in that country that could say, particularly part of it, I shall be a lady forever, so that thou didst not lay these things to thy heart, neither didst remember the latter end of it. Those that do believe this word have been persecuted terribly in that land. They do not want to hear the message. At that earlier time, God had Daniel there. He spoke, and at times he was hated, put in the lion's den, but also other times, other nations, to them were made known the God of Daniel, the God of his three friends, because of what they did and what they did not do. All of that is history. Sometimes we say history is his story, God's story. What took place in their lives was all of God. And today, listen again to this fourth verse. as for our Redeemer. How wonderful! There is a Redeemer. The Lord of hosts is his name. Yes, the Lord of hosts. Last week we read from the 44th chapter. And in that chapter we read in the 6th verse, Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, a God, and his Redeemer, someone with him, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. Some people want to say we don't believe in the Trinity. We just believe in one God. He is God, but he is here described in two persons. The Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. Two Lords. We saw that some time ago. Psalm 110. The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Christ is there at the right hand of the Father, doing what God said to him. And it is God that so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, the Son of God, the eternal Son, with him in creation. All of this is here in Scripture. Don't think you know more than God's holy word. Don't think you know more than the God who spoke so plainly and says, I am God, and beside me there is none else. And not only that, look unto me, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God. Look and be saved. Saved through and because of the Redeemer. Yes, that is the Word of God that's given to us, given for doctrine. The doctrine of God, the doctrine of man, the doctrine of salvation, the doctrine of many other things, the doctrine of creation, the doctrine of the end of times, all of that is in the Scripture, and a host of other things, the doctrine for marriage, divorce, what God says about it, far different than what we are practicing in our terrible, sinful ways. Doctrine of life, thou shalt not kill. We so lightly, terribly, awfully kill babies. Kill them in the mother's womb. We've just had the election. People have advertised themselves as for killing, for the right to kill babies, for the right to mothers to do this. They call it right over mother's own body. It's not her body. It's a body that God has placed in her for care. The body that is partly from a man, separate from the woman, placed there in God's way of bringing a child to birth, and then stopped in death. We need to wake up. We're sleeping. We're devilish. We're murderers. In our country, first-degree murderers go to prison for life. That's where everyone that plans and does murder goes. We had a woman in our area planned to kill her boyfriend for money, for the insurance. Paid another person to do it. Her hand didn't do it, but her mind did. Her covetousness did. And she was put in prison for life. Really no different than those who want to kill the babies. They plan it. They give people money to do it. You're in my tax money. Go there. And here I think again of what God said of this city, this people. Thou sittest a lady. Yes, ladies have said it. We want to keep abortion. We want to keep killing. such will come to their end. The wages of sin is death. He that sheds man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. We may have a terrible way ahead of us as a country. God may at any time bring that upon us, like he has so many other countries, and like he did with this country, and is doing it now, as we read. Over and over, we have such history, awfulness of it. One place where God described himself as a man taking a dish, wiping it on one side, turning it over, and wiping it on the other side, till the people were gone, destroyed in judgment. Yes, first God was, as we read here, the God who is also the Redeemer. I was wroth with my people. I have polluted mine inheritance. I have given them into thy hand. Thou didst show them no mercy. Upon the ancient hast thou verily heavily laid the yoke. I received a magazine some time ago, looked at it last night. Three different men wrote in it about our country. The walls have fallen down. No protection. Wickedness has moved in. All these sinful ways. Yes, we mentioned some of them, but more than we can count. This sin, that sin, so many sins. Thou dost dwell carelessly. Thou art given to pleasures. Those are some of our sins. Probably more of the less severe ones. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, which God said would take place in the last days, and is taking place. We are, by far, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. We don't see a church with an interest and people supporting it like we do the pleasures, the games. They have their following. They have their people. The payment that people get to play those games. Amazing, terrible. And people follow it. Their excitement is foolish, wicked. When we think of what we should be doing to God in love. Praise him, the psalmist says. Why? One of the reasons, because he is a redeemer. David wrote and said, as we can read it in Psalm 40, I was in a horrible pit. I cried to the Lord. He said, he heard my cry. He took me out of that pit, miry clay, as he described it, set my feet upon a rock. And then what? He put a new song in my mouth, even praise to God. That's where we should all be. Every one of us. The gospel is to be preached to every creature. We are told that there is a Redeemer. A Redeemer come from heaven down to earth to live, to die, to rise again, and to rule in heaven until he comes again. And he is ruling. Yes, he allows many things. Partly long-suffering to usward. As we read even last night from Psalm 68, he has set it on high. He gives gifts to the rebellious also. He gave the gift of repentance to Paul, became his redeemer. He gave his gift of repentance to me, and now I have him for my redeemer. He paid the price for my sin on the cross. Terrible death. What I deserve. I've earned it. God put it on him. He laid on him the iniquity of us all. All who believe, and that's why he can be called the Lord of hosts. When we think of that, we think of the Lord of many. Along the way, it is true that Christ said, Straight is the gate, narrow is the way, and few there be that find it. Broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. But in the end, what will there be? We read in the book of Revelation, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth on the throne and unto the Lamb. A multitude which no man can number. Is it any wonder he's called the Lord of hosts? A host that no man can number. And listen to what they're saying, how different. That when they're in foolish pleasures that are here for a moment and gone, a lot of them simply games, just only a game. Nothing accomplished but play. Here's what they said. Stood about the elders, the throne, worshiped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of them said, Whence came these? And he said, Thou knowest. These are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They knew the need of a Redeemer. They had the blessing of the Redeemer. They could wash their robes in His blood. The blood of the Lamb of God. As John the Baptist described Him, Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Because He's the Son of God, He can do it. The Eternal Son. The Creator Son. The one who magnified the law with the Father. All these things gives glory to the Father. The Father gives glory to the Son. They speak of each other. As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is His name. In the 54th chapter, this same prophecy, we read in the 5th verse, For thy Maker is thy husband, the Lord of hosts is His name, and thy Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth shall He be called. And one day the whole earth will bow before Him. Where will you be then?
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, check out their website, www.calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship. Praise